Qatar's 2022 World Cup will be played across 8 different stadiums. Let's go check them out. First up, we have El Bayt Stadium, host to the tournament's opening match. It's one of the largest venues, holding up to 60,000 fans. And its design was inspired by Bayt al-Sha'r tents, used by Qatar's nomadic tribes and others across the region. Al Thumama Stadium holds up to 40,000 fans. Its circular shape was inspired by the gahfiya, a traditional woven cap that's commonly worn by boys and men across the region. Up next is Ras Abu Aboud Stadium. What's special about this one is that it's the first temporary stadium in World Cup history. It's made out of 974 recycled shipping containers. After the World Cup is over, it's all going to be dismantled so it can either be rebuilt in a different country as one big stadium or several other small ones. Al Janoub Stadium is located near a former fishing town called Al Wakra. Its design was inspired by Qatar's traditional Dhow pearl fishing boats, paying tribute to the area's maritime history. And then there's Education City Stadium, Ahmed bin Ali Stadium, and Khalifa Stadium. And the biggest of all is this, Lusail Stadium. Lusail seats up to 80,000 fans. Its exterior is based on designs seen in golden decorative bowls and other art across the region, and was built at a cost of around $760 million. This is where the final will be played and that World Cup trophy will be won.